Somebody tweet that?
So
I'll let him know. I'll let him know.
So he can tweet it.
Questions?
Andre sets the franchise record for most wins in franchise history. Just can you kind of just sum up what he's meant for you since he's been here and since he's taken over?
How about what he just meant for us in the game tonight? When they were pressed in the second period, he was lights out for us. And but to be honest, he really accomplished that pretty quick. It feels like anyway. So I was surprised when he was inching towards it that it was going to be this quick. But there's players in this league that have worked really hard and. Now he's, naturally he's talented, but he doesn't take that for granted, and he battles every day, and he's been a horse for us for a number of years. He's going to be in the future. If he stays healthy, it's probably going to be a really tough record to break when it's all said and done for him.
The players talked a lot about that penalty kill in the second period. Did you get a sense that there was a spark on the bench, even though you did end up giving up the goal?
You got to give credit to both sides because it was a warrior effort for our guys. The goalie was making stops. Guys were blocking shots. We were basically, for three quarters of it, only three guys had sticks. But Anaheim stuck with it. And I think some of their guys wanted to change and puck ended up on their stick and they couldn't. I didn't think Getzlaff was going to change right before the puck came to him and he made that pass. But the life on our bench after that, even though they scored, guys were jumping on guys, high-fiving them, picking them up, and I think we got the 3-2 goal, especially that first half of the period where they were taking it to us a little bit. We got that third goal, I bet you, 3 minutes later, and then we got the fourth, and I attribute that a lot to that penalty kill.
That type of will to win effort that we've seen in the last two games especially, it ramped up there for that penalty kill and then it just kind of kept going up and up. And that's not a coincidence that you end up kind of pulling the game away.
Yeah, and like I said, it was give Anaheim credit. They pushed and pushed and pushed and we bent, didn't break. We got the lead there, but then pretty happy with the third period. And again, they came at us early. But we weathered it, and then I thought, we kind of had pretty decent control of it the last 10 minutes. And then special teams helps you. That goal didn't register as a power play goal, even though it was a couple seconds later. And then the power play goes 3-for-3. It's giving yourself a chance to win. So special teams was big for us and led by our goalie.
The job that Mikhail Sergachev did tonight. He's in a situation because you have a 7D. He's playing with Culver, he's on the right side. He's playing with Rudy, he's on the left side. To kind of put that together from shift to shift.
He's had his practice. He's played there both sides for plenty of games with us. But we've had some pretty good energy. It takes minutes away from some of the guys that have been playing a lot and. Been able to spread the minutes around up front when you only go on 11, but in the two games, Chicago and Anaheim, I think Pointer was the only guy over 20 minutes in Chicago, and that was like 20:06. Everybody else, nobody's hit 20, and so we've done a pretty good job managing the minutes of all the players, and it's kind of easy, not easy to do, but people think it's harder to do because you're going 11-7, but we've done a good job, the coaches have anyway, spreading the ice around.
And one last question on Anthony Cirelli. Does anybody epitomize that will to win, that determination more than him?
Yeah, well, definitely on Cooch's goal. That was a 1-on-2, and that was the end of his shift too. And he still willed it out to get that puck and put it right on his tape, and Cooch finished. But he, he just does all those. It's easy to jump over a guy and try and lift a stick hoping you're going to get it. It's much harder to take three strides, know you're going to have to physically get in front of him, and he's always doing that type of thing. He does what's difficult, and when you keep doing that with he's just ferocious at it, more often than not you're going to get bored and he was definitely, he's definitely been getting rewarded of late.
And then he gets the goal from the knees.
I thought it was last one.
Yeah. Well, but he, I mean, he's on his knees scored that goal.
I know. It's, well, because he's, it's just, it's second, third, fourth, fifth effort. That's what he gives. He never gives up on a play. And that's why he's become quite a valuable piece on our team.
Day off tomorrow, 10:30 morning skate on Monday here at Antwerp.